Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
On this day, 27th March 1952, The Advocate reported on the opening of a dental clinic at the parochial buildings in Bridgetown. In an urban setting where children and adults could not afford dental treatment because of their poverty-stricken condition, the establishment of such a clinic was a big relief for many. On hand for the formal opening was Mr. MacDonald Simmons, church warden of St. Michael, who formally opened the St. Michael Dental Clinic shortly after 11 o'clock. He was accompanied by Dr. Shelbourne Hunt, who had served as the dental surgeon of the parish of St. Michael for 13 years. Dr. Hunt, the advocate informed, would be taking charge of the clinic, which is equipped with a dental chair, sterilizer, and the usual dental conveniences and good lighting facilities. Churchwarden Simmons expressed that it gave him great pleasure during his term of office to open this improved and most necessary service. He recounted that the evening before, he had also viewed the opening of the new wing at the Nightingale Home in Black Rock. Simmons recalled that it was Mr. A.S. Bryden of the St. Michael Vestry who supported the motion to establish a dental clinic outside of the almshouse, where the poor could be attended to with more comfort. That motion, unanimously carried, provided the green light for the vestry to establish the clinic. And Mr. Bryden acknowledged that a dental service for the poor of the parish was one which they were charged with as a vestry, and as special services had improved, so he thought the dental service should be improved. According to the advocate, the following individuals were also present at the opening of the clinic: the Honorable V.C. Gale, M.L.C., Mr. C.A. Brathwaite, Mr. E.D. Motley, M.C.P., Dr. Charles Manning, Dr. E.W. Roberts, Nurse Cumberbatch, and F.J. Ashby, Clerk to the Board of Guardians. Consequently, on this day, 27th March 1952, the advocate report and a photograph of Dr. Hunt attending his first patient at the dental clinic, catering especially to the poor in Bridgetown, was a sign that the healthcare system was changing.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.